Football on Off the Ball
with Paddy Power, the greatest football partnership since Jeff and Heskey.
All right, very welcome back. It's Thursday's Off the Ball, the football show coming up from 9 o'clock tonight. It is a classic games club, Celtic against Rangers from the year 2000, which Celtic won by 6-2. So that coming away from 9 o'clock. Lots of people enjoyed Tommy Walsh and Brian Lohan. You can hear that back on offtheball.com. It'll be up very shortly, or you can watch it back up on our YouTube channel. This is the radio equivalent of taking a nice, hot, relaxing bath. Tommy is the Epsom salts and Brian is the candles. Super relaxing, reassuring last half hour. That comes in from Nuala. Well, that is exactly what we wanted, and that, I guess, is exactly what we need at the moment. Lots more to come from Tommy Walsh, hopefully, over the next few weeks as well. Now, let's turn our attention, because obviously, well, pretty much all sport has been cancelled for the foreseeable future, and it's going to affect all sorts of people in all different manner and means. Chloe Moustaki is with us, involved with the Republic of Ireland squad. Good evening, Chloe.
Hi, Nathan. How are you?
How are you keeping?
Not too bad. Bit of cabin fever setting in, but you're lucky. Everyone's on the same page, so.
Where are you based at the moment?
I'm based in Dublin at the moment. Obviously, usually living in London, but with everything about my injury and the coronavirus, obviously, it's just best to be at home at the moment.
So the news, obviously, over the last sort of 24, 48 hours is that Euro 2020 is being pushed to 2021, which means that the Women's European Championship, which the Republic of Ireland have given themselves a great chance of qualifying for, has been pushed back a year as well. What's your reaction to that?
So that's actually news to me. I didn't know that it had been confirmed.
Yeah, it's pretty much that way. I think they feel that it's that if they were to have it next year, it would be overshadowed by the men's European Championship. It would obviously change the calendar somewhat. But maybe, I don't know, is that the best thing to do, or would you prefer if it just went ahead next year as planned?
Yeah, well, I haven't really been in contact with many of the girls since the last camp. I think that the general mood would probably be that they would have liked to have it next summer at the same time as, you know, after the men's, just because they've been waiting for it for a while. A lot of anticipation building, and to wait another year is kind of hard on the girls. But, you know, at the same time, it means that the women's Euros will have, you know, more spotlight on them. So, you know, that is positive in itself. There's pros and cons. But, yeah, what can you say? Like, these things happen. You just have to get on with it. And hopefully, you know, we qualify and we're there.
Yeah, it was obviously two very good wins, two very hard-fought wins in the last run of fixtures, which feels like a lifetime ago at this stage. You've obviously been in and around the squad in recent times. How close do you feel you are to making that real breakthrough under Vera Powell? I know you say there's injury issues at the moment, but are you looking at 2021, if it is 2021, as being in with a real chance of making that squad?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. If it is 2021, I'll do my best to be selectable for the games. But if not, I'd like to hope to be on the plane in 2022, if that's the case. But either way, I'll do my absolute best to be back and to be an option.
There's going to be a big fallout from this, obviously, financially. And we see today Sligo Rovers in the League of Ireland have had to stop paying their players and their officials. And the FAI is stretched for budget already. You would worry, I guess, for funding for the ladies game. Like, everybody's going to be worrying for funding. As to, have you concerns about what the long-term effects might be for the women's game in this country, just as it felt as though things were really starting to kick up a gear?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the coronavirus will have a major impact on the women's game. The biggest reason for that is because a lot of the girls pay to play in this league here in Ireland. So, you know, we're providing the money to play for those 9 months of a season. Obviously, sponsorship does come into play, and hopefully that won't be too affected. But in terms of the difference between the men's and the women's leagues here, you'd like to think that the women's might come out better from this, just because, you know,
there's
the girls aren't
lose.
Paid.
Yeah,
they've nothing to lose, as you say. So obviously we'll see, but I don't expect there to be a major negative impact for the women's.
Around Europe then, because I know you've been around Europe over the last while playing at different levels, and you've had time at Charlton as well. and we have this debate quite a lot about the comparison of women's football in Ireland and women's football around Europe, and it really seems to be growing and growing everywhere, but particularly in England at the moment, and particularly in places like France and Germany. Do you feel we're getting closer, or is there still a seismic gap?
I wouldn't think that we're getting closer, no. Not right now. I mean, it's great to see that some women's clubs are now being affiliated with the men's League of Ireland clubs. I think that's a great step, and one that should continue, and would be great to see all the women's teams affiliate with the men's teams in the future. But I think we're a long way away from some of our peers in, as you say, in France or in Germany or in Spain, Italy. They're a good bit ahead of us, and I think it's going to take a while to catch up.
And what is that? Is that facilities? Is it a bit of everything? Are there specific areas you can identify that, you know, a bit of investment and will go a long way towards improving things?
Yeah, I just think it comes down to financial ability. I mean, I know from my experience of playing for Bordeaux, I played there the first year they got promoted. We were all semi-professional at that time, and then the next year we managed to maintain our place in the first division, and the next year they got a load more funding from the men's side, and now they're maybe third best team in the country. So it just takes getting affiliated with the men's team and the men's team being supportive. Obviously, if the men's team are not supportive, that doesn't help, and it won't improve the situation. But yeah, I mean, if the men's teams can come on board and give a bit of their, you know, their financial stability to push the women's teams forward, that I think would be great.
You must be incredibly proud of where you've got to in your career. I know you've had some serious setbacks. You were diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. How many years ago was that?
5.5 years now.
Right. Like, to come from that position and the worry at such a young age to, you know, playing at such an elite level of football, in and around Ireland squads, it must be a source of huge pride to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are memories that will last my whole life. And I mean, I'll be proud of other things in my life too, just as much, that won't be sport related, but definitely some of the best memories and, you know, some great friends I've made along the way. So no, it's been brilliant, and hopefully I'll get, you know, a senior international cap at some stage.
What age were you when you were diagnosed?
Just turned 19.
Wow. Obviously, an incredible shock at that stage. Are you thinking that, you know, playing football again might be an issue?
That thought never crossed my mind. I thought the first thing that came into my mind was, okay, what do I need to do to be able to battle this in the best way possible? And that's why I decided to step out of college and step out of football, to give myself every chance of, you know, coming out the other side as quickly as possible. But no, I had a lot of reassurance from my family members. A lot of my family members are in the medical profession, and they told me, you know, this is highly curable. You just need to go through a pretty rough 6 months of treatment, but you know, you should be fine at the other end.
It's obviously a totally different type of disease, but I'd imagine then when you're looking around at the reaction of the country and the anxiety that is there at the moment and the reassurance that people are looking for, you're probably quite familiar with that.
Yeah, do you know what? The major thought in my mind is, thank God I did not get diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma 5 years later, because it's one thing going through cancer treatment, but it's another thing going through treatment and having this virus going around and knowing that you're even more at risk. So I really, my heart goes out to those people that are going through cancer treatment at the moment, because honestly, it must be very tough and very worrying time for them and their families. So
yeah, it must be. And listen, I think everybody's very worried, but there's people who it's always going to be far more difficult for. So the immediate plans football, God knows when it's going to be back. When do you expect to be back playing? When do you hope to be back playing?
Yeah, so I guess on a personal note, the coronavirus is causing a bit of an issue for me, in the sense that obviously my surgery could be pushed back. So if that happens, obviously it brings my recovery period to maybe a year's time as opposed to 9 months from now. So we'll see. At the moment, it's still on track for going ahead early April. So
right.
I'm hoping, you know, to be back they say 8 or 9 months time at best. So I'll do everything I can to, you know, for that to be the case. But obviously, if my surgery gets pushed back, it'll be a bit longer, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I guess that's just the case at this stage of just wait and see.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's a lot of people in worse off situations, so I just need to suck it up and get on with it.
Yeah, and I know you're over at Charlton. Like, is the intention to go back there, or do you intend to come back to Ireland and work your way back up to fitness and give England another go?
Yeah, so, well, yeah, so I'm in Dublin now, and I'll be here for a couple of months just until I have my surgery and kickstart my rehab here in Santry. And then, yeah, absolutely. I'm working full time with, you know, company over in England, and they've been really nice to me, and I'm working from home here. I suppose the whole world is now. But yeah, the plan is absolutely to go back to London in a couple of months, work again, and then, you know, continue my rehab until I'm ready to sign for a club. Yeah, probably in England at that stage. Yeah.
Chloe, it's been great to talk to you. Very best of luck. Hopefully you don't have to wait too long for that surgery, and hopefully you get back on the pitch very soon and get that cap as well. Maybe a nicely timed run towards a European Championship finals for you.
Right. Thank you very much.
Chloe Moustaki there, joining us this evening here on Off the Ball. 53106 is the text number. So OTBAM on air tomorrow morning from 7:30. We're going to be keeping the show very much on the road on Off the Ball, probably doing things slightly differently on certain mornings and certain evenings, but we will be here 7:30 every morning on OTBAM on all our social channels, and 7:00 every evening here on Off the Ball. We got a lot of good stuff coming up over the weekend on Off the Ball. John Duggan on Sunday, not a classic games club, something slightly different. They're going to be looking back on the 1982 World Cup finals. You can catch all the official films on Amazon Prime. So if you want to take part in that, check it out. That'll be coming up on Saturday afternoon with the lads. Up next, though, it is a classic games club, and we've got a lot of Celtic supporters in this office, and they talk about this game a lot. So we thought we'd just let them at it on this Thursday night. It is a classic games club from the year 2000, Celtic 6, Rangers 2. That's coming your way next.
Football on Off the Ball
with Paddy Power, the greatest football partnership since Jeff and Heskey.